Welcome to CFO.University's audio version of Andrew Lee's CFO Ed Talk. System implementations can be successful. Some of America's best-run companies fail when implementing an ERP system. Andrew describes how three simple concepts, lead, limit, organize, can make your system implementation a success. Enjoy, learn, engage.
To this day, 8 years later, I remember pulling into my driveway on a Friday evening a little later than normal, turning the car off, laying my head down on the steering wheel. 3 days earlier, we had launched our new ERP system, and it was not going well. So I used the rest of the weekend to reprioritize the project plan, work on a couple open issues, and by the end of the weekend, I'd convinced myself maybe things weren't so bad. And maybe, as the project owner, I had taken on a little more stress than the rest of the company. So Monday morning, I come in, the first person I see is sitting at her desk crying. She didn't know how to use the system was not working, she couldn't do her job. According to the research firm Gartner, 74% of ERP systems implementations are considered failures. According to that same firm, 90% of future implementations through 2018 will fail. Why? What are we doing wrong? Google ERP implementations and you'll find stories about some of America's best run companies and their implementation failures. CFOs get fired for these things. Shouldn't we figure this out? Since that time, I had the opportunity to do another implementation. It wasn't perfect, but the results were night and day different. Within 3 months, our efficiency was better than before we launched. Within 1 month, our accuracy was better. Our team had the tools they needed to stay in better contact with customers, sell more, run a more robust website, and a more efficient operation. And most importantly, the team loves it. So what changed? What did I learn the second time around? What I want to share with you today are some simple but powerful concepts based on the following. Lead, limit, organize. Do this and you'll run an effective implementation and avoid getting fired. So first is prepare. Prepare the team. Change scares people. Most people don't like it. What's even worse is the unknown. And you have both of these factors during an implementation. So it's no wonder that people have emotional breakdowns. So talk to them. Help them see what's coming. Share the project plan with everyone. Your team needs to see the light at the end of the tunnel, so they need to be excited about the project. If you can do this well, their jobs are going to be easier, they'll be able to sell more, make fewer mistakes with less manual entry. And you want them to see that because that's the light at the end of the tunnel. But you also want them to be prepared that there will be problems. So show them this. This is a very simple graph you should share multiple times throughout the project. So over here, we have productivity, and down here is time. So let's assume that before the launch, productivity is here. Now, the people may be pretty excited about it, hopefully they are, and so they may be expecting that once you launch, productivity is gonna go like this. What actually happens, unfortunately, is that when you launch, productivity goes like this. And then, over time, it goes like this. So this part right here, it's really important that they're prepared for and aware of that there will be problems. So when those problems come up, they don't think the world is ending and then it's a complete failure. So you also have shown them that you will get back to where they were, and then longer term, things will be way better than they ever were before. So show them that and repeat it throughout the process. Next is involve. It's the people in your organization that are actually doing the implementation, not you. You just need to lead them. So the best way to involve people is by involving them from the very beginning. Have them help you be a part of the purchasing decision. Have them help you weigh the pros and the cons. People don't need to get their own way all the time. They just need to know that their voice is being heard. So do that. Involve them and you'll have their buy-in from the start. Next is super users. Super users are a great resource for you. You want as many of them as you can get. Ideally, one per department would be great. Doesn't matter what their rank or their title is, you just want people that are excited about the project, maybe have a little bit of skill in this area. They're a great resource because you can push open items to them, but more importantly, they'll be able to help get the rest of the organization excited and bought into this project. So we talk about needing to get buy-in from the top. What we really need is to get buy-in from the bottom and then all the way up. Fourth is visibility. Your team needs to see progress. This is going to be a really long and grueling project. And remember, your team is doing this in addition to their day jobs. So it can be really difficult on morale when you start to run into problems. So one thing that can help is by number one, making sure that all of the open issues are visible. And number two, we showed a graph that looked like this. So the blue bars are the current outstanding open issues. And the green bar is the cumulative number of issues that you've resolved. So it's really important to see that, because even though there's some really important challenges that need to get figured out, you can also show the team we are figuring things out, and you're actually making a lot of really good progress. So we reviewed a chart like this for the company as a whole, and then one for each department. Next is limit. Limit the project using phases. What if I told you there's one mistake you can make that will make you 3 times more likely to go over budget and beyond due date? And this mistake is tangible. It's black or white, unlike that leadership stuff I just talked about. Customization, modifications, and scripting. Avoid them like the plague. Now, let me clarify. The reason our team loves our system so much is because we've customized it to fit our business needs. We have almost 1,000 active scripts running on any given day, and we've taken several outside modules and implemented them because we like their functionality better than the native functionality. So understand when I say I'm a big fan of customization. It's really easy to see what looks like a gap in functionality and want to put a workaround in place for it, and you may be right. But remember that when you do this, you're taking a system that's been tested by hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of users, and actually creating a brand new system, a system that you then have to test. And remember that you're also adding a variable that's probably going to affect other transactions that you never planned on. So don't think of the launch as the finish line. Think of the launch as step one. Step one, get the system in place. You'll have plenty of challenges as it is during the first few weeks. Then, after you've been operating in that system for a little while, you'll have a much better understanding of what modifications really are necessary and how to prioritize those different modifications. Just make sure that when you do that, you make that list visible to everyone with due dates or phases so that people can see that those issues are going to be addressed. So launch now, customize later. And third area is organize. Implementing an ERP system is probably the greatest test in project management. If you can do this, you can manage just about any project. But it is going to be challenging. You have to bring your A game, and it has to be really well organized. So I recommend using a project management software. You can use Trello, Microsoft Project, you can even use Excel. The point is, it does need to be really well organized, and using a software can help. Now, a project is just made up of a whole bunch of different tasks or open issues or components, whatever you want to call them. I'll call them open issues. Each open issue, when you set it up, needs to have 4 basic things. The first is, what is the action or the open issue? The second, really commonly missed, but really important, what is the definition of done? So what are all the individual things that need to get completed in order for you to consider that done? So something like document the process, really mundane, and especially when somebody has 10 other things to do, they're probably gonna miss that one, unless from the outset you've defined that as something that needs to be done in order to mark that issue, check that issue off the list. Third is owner. Have one clear owner, not 2 or 3, but one person that's responsible for getting this issue taken care of. And fourth is, what is the completion date? Agree on the completion date with the owner. It's got to be realistic, of course, and it has to fit in with the project timeline. So these 4 things are pretty basic. You're probably really aware of them already, but you'd be really surprised how often they're not followed, and that probably has a lot to do with all of the implementation failures that are out there. What we're really talking about here is creating an accountability structure. Without any one of these 4 things, it's really difficult to hold anyone accountable. So that takes us to our final point, which is holding the team accountable. So when there's an issue, there will definitely be times when an open issue goes beyond its due date. What do you do when that happens? So the first time, the conversation should be really just about asking questions. What got in your way, and what are you going to do differently next time? Also, go ahead and reset the completion date. Once it's in the past, it tends to lose a little bit of meaning. So go ahead and reset it for the future and get some new urgency behind it. And the second time an open issue goes beyond its due date, the conversation should probably have a little more intensity, but also remember that this is a really complex project, and there could be factors at play that are outside the control of the owner. So when you have that conversation, be willing to jump in and help, figure out what the problems are and the barriers, and see what you can do to take away those barriers. To summarize, organize, use a software to help, create an accountability structure, hold the team accountable, and don't just call them to task, but be willing to jump in and help. So, lead, limit, organize. Lead by preparing the team, involving them, and giving them visibility into what's coming. Limit the project by using phases, and organize the project by using a project management software, creating an accountability structure, holding the team accountable, and most importantly, be ready to help.